gone so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia, PA, Pittsburgh, Wheeling, West.
Yeah, that's Asleep at the Wheel, doing Boogie Back to Texas from their Swingin' the Best album. And that's what we do every Wednesday night here at 7 o'clock on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. Yes, we boogie back to Texas, and we hear songs from Texas musicians. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and tonight we're going to continue in our occasional series about cities, and we're going to focus on Texas cities. And some cities cause the blues, and some are the focus of crime stories, and some we are happy never to see again. So we're going to start off with a little bit of blues about Dallas from 1945. This one from Hot Lips Page and his orchestra and Big D Blues.
This town is sad to me. Oh, good buddy, this town is sad to me. I'm packing my bag and heading back to Big D. I've been gone a long time, baby, a long time no see. I've been gone a long time, and a long time no see. I know you're playing. Remember, you belong to me. No more ice and snow, rough scuffling, Mr. Hard Time. No more ice and snow, rough scuffling, Mr. Hard Time. For Big D, the land of sunshine.
Tell him on your loving dinner, baby blue, and coming back. she went down in the bellum. Now she's not the gal for me, yeah. Hey, mama, daddy's got those deep bellum blues. Now let me tell you something, baby. Your daddy's got those deep bellum blues. Baby, daddy's got those deep bellum blues.
Oh, that was Jerry Lee Lewis, as you couldn't tell from the piano, with Deep Ellum Blues. And Deep Ellum is a place in East Dallas that was one of the first commercial districts for African American and European immigrants in the late 19th century. And by the early 1900s, it had become a hub for entertainment, close to 60 bars and nightclubs. And it went into decline. And about a decade ago, it started to turn around. It's not back yet, but it's getting there. It's still working on that. Before Jerry Lee, we heard Hot Lips Page, a trumpeter, singer, and band leader. He was born in Dallas. He led nearly two dozen different orchestras in his time. And he played, he was a part of Count Basie's orchestra and Artie Shaw's orchestra. And I think there's some others as well. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we are playing some tunes from Texas musicians about Texas cities. And we've heard a couple blues songs about Dallas. It got me wondering if Dallas caused the blues, or was it just kind of the circumstances of the individual relationships, or was it the city itself? And the Flatlanders seem to think that this city plays a part. Here we are with a Jimmie Dale Gilmore song called Dallas. Take a listen to the musical saw in here as well. It's pretty nice. The Flatlanders with Dallas.
Did you ever see Dallas from a DC-9 at night? Well, Dallas is a jewel. Oh, yeah, Dallas is a beautiful sight. And Dallas is a jungle, but Dallas gives a beautiful light. Did you ever see Dallas from a DC-9 at night? Well, Dallas is a woman who will walk on you when you're down. But when you are up, she's the kind you wanna take around. But Dallas ain't a woman to help you get your feet on the ground. Walk on you when you're down. Well, I came into Dallas with the bright lights on my mind. But I came into Dallas with a dollar and a dime. Well, Dallas is a rich man with a death wish in his eyes. A steel and in a warm-hearted love disguise. A rich man who tends to believe in his own lies. Yeah, Dallas is a rich man with a death wish in his eye. Well, I came into Dallas with a bright light on my mind. But I came into Dallas with a dollar. See Dallas.
Nashville, Tennessee, 'cause that's a place where I've never been. And I won't drive my car past your house anymore, 'cause I might stop to see you again. And I'm roundly convinced it's gonna take me a long time to get over what I've been through. So I'm going back to Dallas, Texas, to see if anything could be worse than losing you. When I found the note that you hastily wrote, said you'd gone to the grocery store, put my hat on my head and I made up the bed and meandered right out of the door. 'Cause I knew you were shopping some bed to hop in, not the first time, but this time I knew I was going back to Dallas, Texas, to see if anything could be worse than losing you. I'm beginning to feel like a Plymouth abandoned to rust on the outskirts of town. Most cities have sold, but Dallas must have been at the bank when they passed it around. So what did you do? What you didn't need to? Don't you know you were my precious bloom? Till I found out the fact that they'd put up a plaque outside your Motel 6 room. Tonight will find me in Benny Arcade. Maybe I'll win a free game or two. Well, I'm going back to Dallas, Texas, to see if anything could be worse than losing you. Whoa, I'm going back to Dallas, Texas, to see if anything could be worse than losing you.
The Austin Lounge Lizards, yes, and Dallas. A little less than charitable vision of Dallas, I would say, from their Highway Cafe to the Damned album. And that album was originally released in 1988, and then in 1993, and again in 1997, different labels each time. The Austin Lounge Lizards are pretty fine musicians, and they've got a pretty twisted and left-leaning, very left-leaning sense of humor that they honed during Reagan's time in office, and they're still putting out records just a few years ago. I wonder what they'd have to sing about today. Before the Austin Lounge Lizards, we heard the Flatlanders with Dallas from their album More Than a Legend Than a Band. And the Flatlanders, of course, are Jimmy Dale Gilmore, who wrote Dallas, Joe Ely, Butch Hancock, all from the Lubbock area, and also playing with them were Tommy Hancock, no relation to Butch Hancock. Tommy Hancock was on fiddle, Sil Rice was on string bass, and Tony Peterson on mandolin, and most notably, Steve Wesson on musical saw, and he plays a lot of musical saw on some of their cuts. That album came out in 1991 when Rounder Records issued the Flatlanders sessions that they recorded way back in 1972. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening. And thanks to our supporters, including the Vashon Island Chamber of Commerce. And the Chamber represents over 250 member businesses and organizations on Vashon and supports the community by organizing events for Halloween, Easter, Christmas, and, of course, the Strawberry Festival. Better businesses make a better island. Find better-based businesses at www.vashonchamber.com. Next up, just one song we're going to start off with. Getting from one place to another, it's a pretty tough one. This is a guy by the name of Junior Brown,
That wife of mine, the suspicious kind, she says that I'm quite a flirter. But I've been a good boy all of the time, and I wouldn't do nothing to hurt her. She'll tan my hide for spending the night with Betty Lou or Alice. But I'm sleeping alone in this wreck I own, I broke down south of Dallas. When I stumble home at the break of dawn, she better not be suspicious. Cause I'm about at the end of my rope, and she better not act too vicious. I'm covered with grease from my head to my feet, my hands are cut and calloused. I spent all my bucks on a broke down truck, a broke down south of Dallas. Guy, when the miles go by, there ain't too much that I'm missing. But I got a wife with a frying pan, and when she talks, I'll listen. I'm the king of the road, she's the queen of the house, and it may not be a palace, but it sure beats a load by the side of the road, broke down south of Dallas. Yeah, it sure beats a load by the side of the road, broke down south of Dallas.
Oh yeah, that was Junior Brown, an Austin mainstay, and his song Broke Down South of Dallas. And Junior is famous for playing that double neck guitar that is really part lap steel and part guitar. And he became the house band for the Continental Club for a long time. He plays not only the country and swing that you've heard here, but also some surf instrumentals and some blues, a little Tejano, and some other stuff. I don't see him on the Continental Club's calendar in the next month or so, but I'm sure he'll be back. So we've heard a little bit of what some people might call the archetypical Texas country music as we explore various Texas cities on Boogie Back to Texas. Not all cities are looked upon with great favor by Texas musicians. And we have a couple sets lined up where the singers are more than happy to say goodbye to their respective cities. And next up, we are going to lead off with a band called Fastball and Sweetwater.
Living in this small town fall into the sound. Place to hide in, room to move. Living in this sweet soul town, fall into the sound. Thank you.
That was the Chicks with Lubbock or Leave It from their rather defiant Taking the Long Way Home, Taking the Long Way, released in 2006. That was kind of on the heels by a couple of years of being boycotted, blacklisted, and generally shunned by the country music establishment because of Natalie Maine's comment during a concert in London that they were ashamed that the President of the United States is from Texas. Lubbock, as portrayed by the Dixie Chicks in this song, is rather small-minded and hypocritical, to say the least. And the reference to the statue there, of course, was there's a statue outside the airport of Buddy Holly in Lubbock, Texas. We let off with a group by the name of Fastball, formed in Austin in 1995, and their song Sweetwater, Texas. And that song was on their amazing first album called All the Pain That Money Can Buy from 1998. And at the beginning of that year, they were all the band members had day jobs, including doing the graveyard shift at the bagel manufactory in Austin. Pretty good bagels there. And their album was released, and 4 months later, they were on Leno and Late Night and, man, making a lot of money. By the way, Sweetwater is about 200 miles west of Fort Worth and about the same southeast of Amarillo. That's your geography lesson for this evening. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning some tunes about Texas cities. And speaking of Fort Worth, I think we might as well go there and hear Guy Clark talk a little bit about some Fort Worth blues that he's got.
Fort Worth, neon shining bright, pretty lights, red and blue. And they've shut down all honky tonks tonight. Say a prayer or two if they only knew. I used to say the highway was your home, but we both know that ain't true. It's just the only place a man can go when he don't know where he's traveling to. Colorado's always clean and healing. In Tennessee, the spring is green and cool. But it never really was your kind of town. So you went around with the Fort Worth blues. Somewhere out across the Great Divide, where the sky is wide and the clouds are few, a man can see his way clear to the light. Just hold on tight, that's all you gotta do. Say in Texas the weather's always changing, and one thing change will bring is something new. Houston really ain't too bad a town, so you hung around with the Fort Worth blues. Light on green and blue. And every place I travel to, I find some kind of sign that you've been through. Now Amsterdam is always good for grieving. London never fails to leave me blue. Oh, Paris really ain't my kind of town.
So I walked around
with the Fort Worth blues.
So I grew up hungry and I grew up high. Took the streets and alleys for my own backyard. I got a breaking in it on my list of crimes. Been before the judge one too many times. East Houston blues, scale of 1 to 10, about a 9.5. It's where it's always been. It's in the drinking water and in a bar ditch mud. East Houston blues, it's in the poor boy's blood. I learned to drink and drive when I was 12 years old. My uncle Fireball started, rest his ragged soul. He run a 50-foot Ford up and down the drag. Sipping early times straight from a paper bag. East Houston blues, pictured Dowling Street and Navigation Boulevard, where the crossroads meet. Three sheets in the wind, rickshaw load. East Houston blues, down a nowhere road. Bangora hat, stolen money from an inside job. Maybe think about that. I'm a third born child, my mother's only son, which means exactly nothing without a loaded gun. I don't believe in love, this I guarantee. If there's a God above, he's got it in for me. East Houston blues, what you want me to say? I need to find me a woman, keep the woes at bay. Keep my head on straight, maybe toe the line. East Houston blues ain't no friend of mine. So you understand that of which I speak. I'm a worried man on a losing streak.
That was Roddy Crowell with East Houston Blues, and it's a song that may not be exactly autobiographical, but let's just say he knew East Houston, a rather tough section of Houston. That was from his Close Ties album. By the way, that playing guitar with him on that album and that cut in particular is Tommy Emmanuel, and recently we were fortunate enough to see the David Grissom Quintet, and David mentioned that he had just released an album with Tommy. I guess Tommy, pretty good guitar player, gets around with some folks. And before Rodney, we heard Guy Clark with a great Steve Earle song called Fort Worth Blues, and that came off of Cold Dog Soup, the Guy Clark album. And interestingly, Steve Earle is a fine songwriter himself, so it was kind of fun for me to play Guy Clark doing somebody else's song, and Guy Clark is such a great songwriter himself. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we are here on the Voice of Vashon, and thanks for listening. So we are going to turn to yet another song about, well, a place that maybe somebody's real glad to leave. In this case, it is James McMurtry and his song, Level Land, and it's recorded live.
Flatter than a tabletop, makes you wonder why they stopped here. Wagon must have lost a wheel, or they lacked ambition once. And then the great migration west separated from the rest. Though they might have tried their best, they never caught the sun. So they sunk some roots down in this dirt to keep from blowing off the earth. They built a town right here, and when the dust had all but cleared, they called it Level Land. The pride of men, Level Land. Granddad grew dry land wheat, stood on his own two feet. His mind went incomplete, and they put him in the home. Daddy's cotton grows so high, sucks the water table dry. His rolling sprinklers circle by, bleeding it to the bone. And I won't be here when there comes a day that all dries up and blows away. I'd hang around just to see, but they've never had much use for me in Level Land. They don't understand me out in Level Land. And I watch those jet trails carving up that big blue sky. Coast to coasters, watch them go. And I don't blame them one damn bit if they never look down on this. Not much down here they'd want to know. Just Level Land. Far as you can point your hand, nothing but Level Land. And Mama used to roll her hair back before the central air. We'd sit outside and watch the stars at night. She'd tell me to make a wish. I'd wish we both could fly. I don't think she's seen the sky since we got the satellite dish. And I can hear the marching band doing the best they can to play Smoke on the Water, Joy to the World. I paid up all my debts, got some change left over yet, and I'm getting on a whisper jet, gonna fly as far as I can get from Level Land. Done the best I can out in Level Land. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, James McMurtry. One of my favorite all-time songs, and what a great songwriter himself. That song, of course, was Level Land, and the official video for that song shows pretty clearly what it can look like in Level Land. That town is in the northern panhandle of Texas, and as he noted, incredibly accurately named, and it is flat out there. Supposedly, this song is really about the town of Floyd Data, Texas, but James said that the name Level Land sounded so much better than Floyd Data, and they both pretty much look the same, so you can't tell much difference in them visually. You can hear James live at the Continental Club on occasional Wednesdays at midnight, and it's well worth staying up to see him live. And that cut right there was live at Threadgill's in Austin, Texas. Boogie Back to Texas here with your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we're on the Voice of Vashon, and we are now about to start our crime section of this week. And our next two songs tell stories of pretty serious crimes, with love playing a major role, as it often does in crime. We're going to lead off with Joe Ely.
In the cool of the evening, she calls me to dance. My back's about broken, dropping the plans. My soul is so thirsty, I can't sleep at night. She walks in my dreams, brings me delight. I was born to the worker, to toil and to strive. My father before me, he worked all his life. He took nothing for granted. He said, son, never bend. This heart that's been broken, only her love can mend. Some men could give you ranches and rivers with fences and barbed wire to keep out the cold. Me, I got nothing, no titles to nothing, just a love and a fire, more precious than gold. Something's going down. Would you pack your things and run with me? Tomorrow it's sunrise, with the dew on the cotton. They'll cut loose the watchdog when they see that we're gone. Smile of my sweet one, sleep on the car seat. 10 miles to the border, where we will be free. Some men could give you ranches and rivers with fences of barbed wire. Out the cold, but me, I have nothing, no titles to nothing, just a love and a fire, more precious than gold.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts ran through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run, up on its back and away I did ride. Just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso, out to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. To my right, I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, ride a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I've got to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. I am trying to stay in the saddle. I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one fatal kiss and Felina, goodbye.
Yeah, that was Max Stalling with Marty Robbins' classic El Paso. Max himself was born in Uvalde, Texas, the southern limit of the Texas Hill Country, but he had a schooling in Chorizo Springs, which is about 50 miles north of the Mexican border. He went to A&M, and then he moved to Dallas, and like most musicians, he had a day job, and that day job was product manager for Frito-Lay. At night, He was writing songs inspired by Guy Clark and Robert Earl Keane and Townes Van Zandt, the usual great songwriters. In addition to his own music, he does covers, as we just heard, and he specializes in songs and covers of Doug Somm. Before Max, we heard Joe Ely and his song Ranches and Rivers. That came from the album Letter to Laredo, and that was released in 1996. And we heard Joe as a part of the Flatlanders earlier in the show, and with his Lubbockian friends, Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Butch Hancock. You are listening here to Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we are going to go out the door with a classic. A classic because no show about cities in Texas would be complete without the story of a little house in LaGrange, Texas, the town that spawned the play and the movie Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. Of course, here is ZZ Top and LaGrange.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town, about the shack outside LaGrange. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm racing.
Listen to this ZZ Top here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.